每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
3月15日，三月胡子游行。不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。提摩太前书4章12节。今天是三月胡子游行的月中时间，可能你已经蓄了2个星期的小胡子，也可能你还没有行动。但是你不能否定的是胡子的反文化能力。人们往往只要看一眼，就会被这种大胆新奇所改变。耶稣呼召你做与众不同的人，他希望你扎根于基督，抵抗这个世界盲目随从的文化之风。太多的人顺应这个世界的模式，屈服于追求那些有害的东西。耶稣希望你大胆前行，做众人的榜样。当年使徒保罗也是这样劝勉一位青年领袖提摩太。虽然当时的文化要提摩太顺应形势，但是保罗激励他要站立得稳，不与世俗妥协，做信徒的榜样。让我们一同祷告。亲爱的耶稣，求你让我在你的里面站立得稳。阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
March 15th, Mustache March. Don't let anyone think less of you because you're young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity.1 Timothy 4, verse 12. This is the middle of Mustache March. Maybe you have already been braiding your lip hair for the last 2 weeks, or maybe you haven't, but certainly,You cannot deny the countercultural power of the mustache. People simply look at it and are changed by its mesmerizing audacity. Jesus has called you to be a radical person. He wants to empower you to stand rooted in Him against the winds of culture that try to make everybody look the same. Too many people conform to the patterns of this world, giving in to pursuits that are not good for them.Jesus wants you to be an example of a more audacious path. The Apostle Paul told a young leader this very same thing a long time ago. While culture expected him to conform, Paul challenged him to rise to the occasion and make a difference with the people around him. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven,Strengthen me to stand tall in you today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.